Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
I understand you're pretty funny as a DJ.
My antics go right to the funny bone.
You're funny, all right. You're a scream. You ought to get a job on one of those excursion boats.
It's the Kix Morning Show, JP, Liz, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome back. It's Monday, October 5th. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning, Husker Nick.
Hey, guys. What's up?
How was everybody's weekend?
Not too bad. How was yours?
Good. Just spent a lot of time outside, coached some football yesterday, got some things finalized on the house selling on Wednesday. Just,
Nice. That. It was a good day to be outside yesterday.
Yeah. A little warm.
Yeah.
For the chilliness that we had on Saturday. Saturday was awesome.
It was
downright cold Saturday morning, waking
it
up
was.
With the windows
open. It was
chilly
open. Saturday morning.
But it was a good time. How was your weekend, Husker Nate?
It was good. I got to walk through as a father, being proud of, but also having to make sure my son knows fighting isn't good.
Oh.
And we're out at softball out in
Fremont,
yeah, and there's this play area, and he was with rival dad's son, and these two bigger kids, older boys, like probably 2-3 years older, decided they wanted to have the slide and all that to themselves.
Oh.
And pushed my son off of the deal that they were up on.
Dang.
Carter promptly got up there and bloodied this kid's nose, and then rival dad's kid was like throwing this kid off the playground thing, and like, it was pretty nuts.
Wow.
And like, I'm like, man, they stood up for themselves, which is good. Fighting is bad. I got to talk through this thing with them and whatever. But then like 2 hours later on their own, these kids were all playing Pokemon together. So I feel like you just got to let them. That's the fun thing about being a young boy that I remember when I was in school is it seemed like all my friends at some point we hated each other and fought. And then we became really good friends afterwards.
That's usually
It's really weird how that works out for like young dudes.
It's just the way boys are. Because like my freshman year at Doan, one of my best friends, Derek, and I basically got into fisticuffs in a pickup basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
And then ended up walking back to the same dorm and having a good time.
Yeah.
Became friends. It's just how it works when you're a boy.
Really weird. We're dumb.
That's a
but like, yeah, so I was, as a dad, like I called Jess, and immediately she was like, oh, you had better ground him, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm going to ground him. The other kid started it. He just finished it. That's not, you know, we'll work through this.
Right.
As, you know, and it's funny because, like, I remember when I was a kid, my dad was, because it was a different time, my dad was always so proud of me. Whenever I would get, did you win? Yes. All right. You know, so it's just, it's funny as a parent, and obviously 2020 different than 1985.
For sure.
So you got to figure out, you know, work through these things.
Okay.
It was pretty fun,
well,
though.
Good for you. I mean, good for Carter standing up for himself.
I mean,
but yeah.
Not going to lie. At one point, we were standing there talking about it, and Rival Dad and I definitely little knuckles there. Good for our boys. Good job, boys.
Coming up next.
Go! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Parenting's fun.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. The conversations you have away from your kids after you're like, you don't ever do that. And then you walk away, they can't hear you. You're like, how awesome was that?
That was amazing. That was sweet. Speaking of amazing, we've got free money for you coming up in minutes.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey.
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
So again, it begins today. I'll be going for a while because we've got 25 grand to give away.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
So every day you've got a chance. Every keyword you get is another entry in to win $1,000 a day.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Your share of 25 grand. And it's up on the website at kzkx.com. It's really simple to do. You catch the words the top of the hour, every hour from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Just be listening. Have our radio station tuned in all day. More
and
opportunities.
Then you'll have throughout the hour to get that word in.
Yeah.
So get that word in, which the first word of the day is win, W-I-N, because you're going to win money.
Like you're going to win.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks to our friends at Tommy's Express Car Wash for hooking us up with this win. So again, super easy to do. Tell your friends about it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun to win $1,000.
It will be. And even if you're not going to enter in the word onto our website, which is where you enter it, tune in and listen to us because progressively our jokes get dumber around this as the day goes
usually
on.
Usually that's true.
So it's even more fun. just to hear us slowly dwindle down into stupidity while we try to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
It mirrors our actual show, which is fantastic.
So it's just underway to be a big winner with a
this is
going to
be awesome. This is good.
I agree. It's always fun to be able to hook people up, especially right now.
Yeah, you get to hear about everybody, and they're like, dude, I won, and then I went straight over to Burger King, and I got myself 1,000 8-piece Chicken McNuggets, 500 of which were normal, 500 were spicy. It was great. I really like the spicy. Wish I'd have got more spicy than as many normal as I got.
Yeah. So next time it'd be 700 to 300 instead.
Not an actual email we got. One I'm waiting to hear, though.
Yeah.
Is right? What that was.
Please.
You win, just automatically win a grand. What are you going to blow it on?
Just right? Boom. All spicy nugs for everybody. Yeah.
Not a bad idea at all. All right. So
or again, just for me because I'm selfish.
You want to bring a pile of nugs in here. I'm sure we'd be willing to help you crush that all. Get it done.
Do you like chicken nuggets?
So the word win, W-I-N, is your first word of the day of a new word coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll remind you, so you, if somebody misses
if you
it,
don't hear it the one time, just keep
right.
listening.
Don't worry. Yeah. We've got it for you a bunch of times. Again, your first word is win to win $1,000 cash each day, courtesy of Tommy's Express Car Wash and Kix.
Coming up
next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
So that's a really good thing. We'll get some other things coming up here in about 30 minutes. So if you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And we've got new music for you coming up with the Native.
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On KX96.9.
On this morning's Nitty Gritty from Music City, a big announcement from Morgan Wallen, whether or not Dolly Parton's going to get back in the bunny suit and new music.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your Nitty Gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Exciting news from Morgan Wallen. He was announced as a musical guest for this week's episode of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Comedian Bill Burr is going to be hosting, and Morgan said, quote, "Doesn't get much bigger than this when it comes to television. Thank you, NBC, SNL, for having a good old boy and his friends on to sing our stories." So,
that's a huge deal.
Yeah, huge deal. So set your DVRs for that one. Who knows? Maybe he'll like wind up in one of the skits, too.
There you go.
You might remember earlier this year that Dolly Parton said she would love to pose for Playboy again.
Oh.
Well, it sounds like that is actually in the works. It would be in celebration of her 75th birthday, and calling it a hoot, Dolly said, quote, "Yeah, I just might do it if I can do it in good taste and they want it, and we'll do it along with a really good interview inside. So yeah, we've talked about it." And she added that she does still fit into the same black bunny suit that she wore on Playboy's cover in 1978.
Why am I not surprised?
Right?
I mean, it's Dolly.
Exactly. She keeps it into shape. They wouldn't even have to spend any more money on wardrobe. That's a win-win-win for everybody. Finally, another win. We have new music from Lee Bryce. This is following his latest number one hit, One of Them Girls. And definitely, this one goes back to his parking lot party roots. It's called More Beer, and you can hear it right now. For the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Liz Bauer for Kix 96.9.
There's a line of trucks pulling up in the driveway, barefoot, tan legs swinging off tailgates. Everybody knows everybody in town. When you call a couple friends, man, word gets around. Got two tan Yetis, won't last all night. So if we're gonna do this right, we're gonna need more beer, gonna need more ice, gonna need more cups, stack them up to the sky. If tonight's gonna go like I think it's gonna go, one thing's clear. By the looks of the crowd in here, we're gonna need more beer. We got flip cups drying up, empty on the table. Beer pong switching over to black label. Shotgun, shotgun, chugga, chugga, chug. Double fisting, trying to cut a rug, rug, rug. Gotta restock. 'Cause man, it hurts me seeing party people have to party thirsty.
No.
We're gonna need more.
it's gonna go, and one thing's clear. By the looks of the crowd in here, we gonna need more men. Hey, yeah, who's gonna volunteer? We're gonna need more beer, I can tell you right now.
Just what happens next
with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Okay. That doesn't wake you up. I don't know what would.
It may only be 6:30-ish on a Monday morning, but I want to party.
No kidding. That was really good. Lee Bryce, new music, more beer off his Hey World album, which is coming soon. You can hit it on our Now Plan button at KZKX.com to grab it ahead of time. That's a good thing. More good things around the corner. If you got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
This is part of the day where we celebrate people doing good. And if you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. The first good thing, of course, is more free money. $1,000 each day with Kix Cash. And your word this hour is win, W-N-I-W-I-N. Get on our website at KZKX.com to win $1,000 a day. Liz, what's your good thing?
Mine is something that happened over the weekend. It's part of the Hold Cops Accountable initiative between LPD and the Malone Center. Okay. And so this weekend, they were out planting trees, and they planted 5 trees over the weekend that were donated by Earl May. And they said they're just supposed to be a representation of putting down roots in the community and having this relationship flower. And it was extra special because one of these trees was dedicated to investigator Mario Herrera, because they said, you know, he was definitely like the oak of LPD. He was kind of the background, had really deep roots within the community. So they wanted to honor him that way. And so they had a lot of volunteers out there, including one of our very own coworkers, Dale Johnson.
Nice.
So they're going to be doing that. They're going to be planting trees in all 5 police districts around Lincoln. So very, very cool.
Husker Nick, you're good there.
Okay, so my good thing is I'm a firm believer that when people pass on that have lived a very long life, you honor and celebrate and try not to be sad because they had a great life.
Right.
We lost over the last like 3 weeks or so, probably 2 of the greatest athletes to ever come out of Omaha. Gale Sayers, who's he's a Hall of Famer in the NFL, one of the most electric running backs and kick returners you've ever seen, had a short career due to injuries, but in that time was just amazing. He still has records that are being held right now. Yeah. He was just outstanding. And then Bob Gibson, for those listening who don't know who Bob Gibson is, if you're a fan of baseball, look up Bob Gibson. They had to change the height of the mound to make it fair for the rest of baseball with how well this guy pitched. Also, you want to talk an old school pitcher, he would intimidate everybody. He had no problem. Yeah. If he thought you were too close to his plate, he would buzz the tower, baby. That ball was coming in hot, like 101 miles an hour. He's the Cardinals' all-time franchise leader in wins. He has the lowest ERA in the history of the of Major League Baseball in a single season.
That's wild.
And when I worked at Best Buy in Omaha, because he lived in Omaha after he retired, I had the pleasure of meeting him a few times. And I'm going to tell you this right now. He could not have been a nicer person. Or more intimidating, just talking to him, because he just had that look, you know, like he's a pitcher. Like, even though he was being very nice, he was scary while you were standing there talking to him. No, and he just, if you get a chance, look him up, Bob Gibson, one of the greatest all-time pitchers in Major League Baseball history. Rest in peace, sir.
Some really great highlights of him on YouTube.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's very cool. My good thing is nothing but good things coming out of Pinnacle Bank Arena with the PBR.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of people say thank you for finally getting a professional sport back in the PBA. And they had 35 bull riders in all that went through extensive testing. The safety protocols that were in place for COVID, all of the hand sanitizers, all the things that they had going on, their COVID-19 coverage. So a shout out to Tom Lorenz and the people, Derek Anderson and everybody down at Pinnacle Bank Arena, for doing a bang up job with their protocols and getting people in there in and out safe. And they're looking to hopefully be able to do some more things. So definitely on the right track.
Yeah, definitely.
When it comes back to bringing events to our big old Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Coming up next.
Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
We go from a good thing to Well, basically, we wanted to hunt down a man who did dirty by one of our absolute favorites.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Are you trying to tell me you did it? It works. The machine works. Do the kids know?
Well, yeah, the kids know.
That's great.
No, it's not that great.
Why?
I shrunk the kids.
What?
And the Thompson kids, too. They're about this big. They're in the backyard.
What?
Threw them out with the trash.
One of the best to come out of Canada and America. He's an American treasure. Rick Moranis.
Oh, little sweetie.
Hasn't done a whole lot of acting as of late because he was taking care of his wife who was battling cancer and being a good dad. But recently returned to Hollywood to be in a Mint Mobile commercial with Ryan Reynolds.
It was the first time, like 23 years, because after she passed away a long time ago, he decided, I'm going to take care of my two kids for two decades, make sure they're good, they get out of the house, and then now maybe he's going to start making a comeback.
Yeah, people were saying that he was going to make a comeback. I know he they used his voice in this episode of the Goldbergs as Dark Helmet.
Oh, yeah,
from, I remember that. From Spaceballs.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, Thursday morning, this was just, somebody was dumb and doing dirty. Rick was walking down the sidewalk in New York City when some random guy sucker punched him.
What? The video of this is insane.
Right. It is.
This is so wrong.
I'm not going to lie, man. Looking on social media and seeing the absolute just anger exploding all over the place. Like people bringing up something horrible that happened in their life and they're like, I'm more mad about this than that.
Yeah, right.
Like this makes me so mad.
Like, just a stand-up guy.
Yes!
Who only plays nice roles, is a great dad. And it makes me wonder if this guy did it because it's Rick Moranis, or if it just happened to be the world's most evil coincidence.
Right.
If the guy did do it because it was Rick Moranis, he'd take the cake as the most evil person on the planet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, what in God's green earth?
So the video has Rick falling down pretty hard, and the guy just walked away. The attack was caught on camera. The cops have a pretty clear picture of the a-hole who did it, and they're offering $2,500 in reward for information that leads to the arrest of this person.
I'm honestly surprised the internet has not caught him by now.
Right?
I mean, usually they're so fast about that stuff. People will be like, oh, yeah, I know who he is. I know where he works. I know what his address is, and here are his permanent records.
How dare you punch Rick Moranis?
Yeah, so I'm very surprised.
He was treated to hospital and he's home. He's fine. He's grateful for everyone's thoughts and well wishes. He's doing okay. But some of the biggest livers out there are like, Ryan Reynolds is not a happy man. He said, should have known not to subject Rick to the year 2020. Glad he's okay.
I'm half surprised Ryan Reynolds didn't put on his Deadpool outfit and try to hunt this guy down.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, between Deadpool and then Captain America, my blood is boiling. Find this man. You don't touch Rick Moranis is what Chris Evans said.
We need vigilante justice now.
You do. And they both have the tools to do this.
Right. Yeah. They really do.
Especially Chris Evans.
Can you imagine like Deadpool and Captain America coming after the guy who sucker punched Rick Moranis?
He deserves it. So,
man. This needs to... When I'm looking at this and I was reading about it and stuff, it was hilarious because, like I said, everybody was getting all angry and everything.
Right.
Rightfully so. Then you get the celebrity starting to chime in and get super angry. We now need politicians to get involved.
There we go.
Get in here.
Then we can ensure nothing will be done.
Are you kidding? This is like this is the perfect opportunity to get right before different elections to go, by the way, this whole Rick Moranis thing, I'll solve that. Don't worry. Vote for me. Right. Like, I'm surprised no one's pulled that card yet.
And like in all caps on Twitter. Vote for me and I'll make sure that Rick Moranis is okay.
Okay, yeah, you'd have to treat that like a boyfriend and be like, I'll do it when I see it.
Yeah.
Next. You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker
Nick. Well, I'm glad Rick's okay, and there's rumors of a new Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movie being in the works. So hopefully we'll get that coming up.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids in 2020. Just leave them tiny.
We've got more chance for you to win free money. The current word is win. W-I-N. Get it on our website at KZKX.com to win $1,000 right now.
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
The morning, on Kix 96.9.
As evident by Denver Dump 'Em every Tuesday and Thursday, dating's hard.
Yeah.
And then you get your buddies messing with you and it makes it even harder.
Uh-oh.
So there's a 24-year-old guy named Lee who lives in Glasgow, Scotland, and he knew his 38-year-old friend Stefan was going to go on a first date to their favorite steak restaurant.
Okay.
So Lee called the restaurant, pretended to be Stefan before the date, to set up a special dessert surprise.
Okay.
He had the server bring over a cake at the end of the meal that said, "Will you marry me?"
Oh my God, that's a perfect prank.
I love that.
Written in the icing on the plate there. So right below the desserts, "Will you marry me?" and icing.
That's what you get for telling your friends where you go are going on a date. Yes. We learned this. Yes.
That's also how you know you have real friends.
Yeah.
Only real friends would do that to you. Really? Like, yes, 100%. Those are like ride or die rest of your life friends.
Yeah.
That did this. Because they, like, never in a million years would a bad friend even consider pulling some great prank like this on you. Never. Never. Like, those people will never be in your life for a very long time.
But a true friend.
But a real friend says, man, I could totally wreck their first date, and this is hilarious.
Right.
We'll be talking about this for decades. Decades.
Lee caught the whole video, the whole thing on video, but there's a lot of cursing in it because his buddy's pretty upset that his friend did this to him. He ended up paying for the entire meal, so he dropped around $180 for the prank.
It sounds like this guy who got mad needs to realize that, like, he needs to have a better sense of humor.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is, like, funny.
It's hilarious. Yeah.
Lee said it was absolutely worth doing, and if you're wondering, Stefan's date did not seem to be impressed by the prank. So Lee may have tanked any potential relationship.
That's fine. It's the first date.
Dodged a bullet with that. Really? Because it's like, if she gets all mad about it, then she doesn't have a sense of humor.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you know, after like the first second when they set it down, that he is not in on this.
Yes, because he's freaking out.
Yeah, it's obviously a prank.
Right.
And if you don't think it's funny, then it's like, sorry, you don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah, and B, she definitely won't fit in with his friends group.
Right, exactly.
Like, legit, this is actually a great litmus test to decide if a girlfriend should be part of the group.
Yeah.
If she could take all the crap that we dish out, then you're in. If you can't, you're out.
Yep.
And, hey, you know what? I credit her because sometimes you'll have a friend that starts dating somebody and they fake it. Like, oh, yeah, I love this. This is hilarious. Yeah, and they act like they're laughing for about 3 months and then they try taking your friend.
Yeah.
And you're like, I hate this person. So, like, I credit her for being real about it, her reaction.
Like, they try to be the cool person right away and then it just ends up being worse because then all the friends hate them.
Yeah, she was herself. She realizes, I got no sense of humor. I'm not about to pretend like I do.
Yeah.
I've got no sense of humor.
So credit her, too.
I guess I can respect that.
Literally everybody in this situation. Awesome job.
Yeah, no harm done.
Here's what happens next.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On the way, more free money for you. Your first word was win last hour. This hour, it's money. So get the words in for your chance to win big money. Money is the word M-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah, you messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP, Liz, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
Becky needs us to help make it right. Is it right that you're trying to make it right with your ex-husband?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
It just means she still cares about him after the fact, and she wants to be, she's got a
civil,
big heart.
I guess.
And yeah, I mean.
Being civil.
Not everybody hates their ex after they get a divorce.
That's true.
Some people want to be super nice and friends still, which sounds like what we have here.
Okay. Well, Becky, give us kind of the background. What's going on?
Okay, so. I mean, I haven't really been the best wife. I do admit it. I did some really bad things. Okay, so we've been divorced for like 4 months now.
Okay.
And listen, I just want you guys to call my ex-husband and apologize him for all the people I've slept with in the last few months. I've done some damage.
Well, you still have to do the apologizing.
We're just going to facilitate it.
What do you mean? Like you're sleeping with his friends or family or what are you talking about? What does this mean?
Okay, I did sleep with his boss, who is married.
Oh no!
Wow.
Yeah, and I did sleep with his stepbrother.
Oh no!
Are you kidding?
One of his teammates on his volleyball team.
No!
And then I have slept with his new neighbor.
Are you kidding me? Wow, yes. Becky.
Are you targeting these people? Is that what it is?
I mean, they're just kind of happening. These things do happen, you guys, especially when you're fresh out of a relationship, and you are kind of excited to be with new people. But listen, I forgave him for sleeping around on me. And
did you?
I don't know. I just think that that maybe he should forgive me.
Wait.
You know, like an eye for an eye. Like, yeah, I forgave
eye
him
for, an
for
eye.
All the people he slept with. And now I just want him to.
Okay, so he's.
You know,
so you've heard.
And, like, it's also awkward because, like, we have a dog, and, like, every time we have to pass the dog back and forth, it's just, like, really awkward. So I feel like we should just both be like, hey, you slept with a bunch of people, I slept with a bunch of people. Let's just move on. Let's just, like, forgive
each other. Okay, so he knows that you've been sleeping around with a bunch of his friends and people he knows, and he's mad about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so he already knows. You're not also dropping a bombshell here.
I like that you guys share a dog back and forth still.
Yeah.
After being, that's good. It's
well,
like a
but
child.
That's important. It's just like your baby. It's a deal.
I mean, where do you think he was sleeping with all those other people? Like, clearly he was going to the dog park and, like, hitting on people and deciding he wanted to do them in, like, 5 minutes.
Oh.
Wow. Holy cow. So, okay. So out of retribution, you decided to... sleep with people in his life. Gotcha. All right. Hey, you know.
And now you're trying to call a ceasefire, basically.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Oh, no.
For the benefit of your dog.
Are you actually going to stop, though? Or are you just...
I mean, it's not clear.
Okay. Just wanted... I mean, I have no problem with it. You guys aren't married
anymore. Right. Whatever.
And I mean, it takes two to tango. Yeah, his friends are in. So.
Those are consenting adults. So, like, do your thing.
Oh,
I'm not telling you stuff. I just want to know if you're, like... hey, I'm not going to do this anymore. I want to apologize. Or if it's just like, sounds more like you just want to get it out there, acknowledge it.
It sees fire and move on.
Oh, man.
And
exactly.
Have him be okay with it.
And have him be like, all right, it's all fun and games, kind of like, haha, joke's been done. It's like, let's both stop.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. We just need to, like, grow up and be like, yeah, we both screwed up. Let's just...
but I'm
forgive
keep
each other for the sake of our dog.
And how do you think he's going to react when we call him?
Right.
I mean, I hope he's fine. Like, I hope we both forgive each other and we can just get over all of this.
Okay.
Be grown-ups and share a dog.
We both made the same mistake.
And he knows. You know, like, okay. And he knows. And just to be clear, so what you're saying, if I'm gathering all this right, so you guys got divorced. He cheated on you while you were married. Post-marriage, you've now been sleeping with people he knows to get back at him, and you just want to call a ceasefire.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
And you slept with his stepbrother, and his neighbor, and his boss, and who was the other person?
It's a member of his volleyball team.
Someone on his volleyball team. Bump set Spike. Wow. Holy cow.
I mean to laugh, but wow.
I mean, hey,
you do what you're
going to
do.
Too,
I'm not.
So that, you know.
Yeah, listen, like I said, it takes two
some
to tango.
Of the blame, too.
Yes, like they know you're his ex-wife.
Oh, yeah, they did what they did.
Exactly.
Right, especially
the
stepbrother. Oh, man. They must hate each other.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, okay. All right.
Not only stepbrothers, they're Eskimo brothers now.
Ew.
Oh. Wow.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's crazy.
This is the first, Becky. So we'll call Ronnie and try to get him on the phone, and we'll try to. I don't know.
I hope he's
soften the blow.
I just hope that this goes as smoothly as you're making me feel like it's going to.
I don't think it's
because I'm not
going to
lie.
Well.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
I'm excited, but a little nervous.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll call Ronnie and try to help you make it right. Okay, Becky.
Okay, great.
Coming up next.
Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
This feels messy.
I feel like she's setting us up.
And it does feel like that.
People on Twitter are agreeing.
Oh, so far they're on the same page?
Saying this is going to get ugly.
Oh, great.
It does feel like that. Happy Monday.
All right, make it right Monday. Helping Becky make it right by her ex. And she goes on a tour of all his friends. Look at that coming out.
Hey, yeah, you messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP, Liz, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
I mean, we're going to try. So if you're just joining us, Becky got a hold of us. She's been divorced for about 4 months. She is calling and wants us to call her ex-husband to apologize to him for sleeping with some of the people in his life. So far on the list, his boss, who's married, his stepbrother, one of his teammates from volleyball, and even the new neighbor.
Could you real quick repeat the line right before you listed the people?
Some would apologize for to him for sleeping with some of the people in his life.
This is going to go terribly.
Yeah.
Like, what are we about to get into?
Apparently, he cheated on her when they were married, and now she's going to do the tour of, I don't know, the tour of Ronnie and visit
oh,
all
dear.
Of his friends.
Oh, man.
Throughout the neighborhood. Wow. And then she wants us to get a hold of him because this is we're his favorite show. And apparently help her apologize, in air quotes, about what went down. This is going to be interesting. All right, Becky, we've got Ronnie on hold. We are going to bring him on, chat with him a little bit, and then you can come forth with your apology or your offer for a ceasefire or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you decide you want to do with this, okay?
Okay.
Hey, good morning, Ronnie.
Make it right Mondays.
Yes. Ronnie knows the show.
He is a fan and he knows.
How you doing, Ronnie?
I'm good. How are you, JP?
Good, man. Thanks for listening to the show and being a part of our show every day, man. We appreciate you.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. So, okay, what's going on? Who's giving me what now?
Any clues on who might be
giving you anything?
Who might be wanting to make it right by you, Ronnie?
Well, I know my buddy Tommy still owes me $1,200 for the last year and a half.
Wow, okay.
We were just talking about it the other day, so I'm hoping we got Tommy on the line.
Oh, wow. My gosh. I wish we had Tommy on the line.
Right. No, actually, it's not Tommy. We have your ex-wife on the phone with us.
Oh, jeez.
Hi, Ronnie.
Well, hello, Uber. How are you?
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
Is this a rideshare joke?
Take it easy.
A rideshare joke, yeah.
I know I deserve that one. And, you know, listen, I just want to apologize for some of the people I slept with in your life, but I was mad, and I wanted to get back at you, and you did some really hurtful things to me, and I retaliated in the way that I did, and I think that we should just call a ceasefire.
Wow. Ronnie?
Yeah, I'm like 1,000 times less excited than I was 1 minute ago.
Yeah, sorry about that, Rand.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry.
I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. She's a hoe, and she slept with people that I know after we split up. It's not
You slept with people I know during our marriage.
Well, either way, this is not a fun radio conversation to have, I wouldn't think. I don't know what you want me to say. Oh, I forgive you. Let's get back together and let's raise William together. Let's, you know, everything will just be perfect again because you did a radio call in. No, we've talked about this, and this is not the time or the place. And I'm also not getting my money from Tommy, so now I'm double pissed.
Becky?
I mean, I think we should just, I don't know, I think we should forgive each other. I mean, we both made the exact same mistakes. I personally think that my mistakes aren't as bad as his, because mine happened after we split up.
Okay.
I mean, I'm willing to forgive him. I let him get away with sleeping with all those people. I just don't understand why he can't forgive me.
It was one person, and we didn't sleep together. We've talked about this.
Oh, we know you guys did.
I worked with a girl. Okay, you guys listen. A girl that I worked with, we hung out a time or two. She kissed me once. That was the end of it, all right? I told Becky about it, and she went eight. Okay, so that was the beginning. And then we just had months of me sleeping on the couch or her staying at her sister's. That kind of shit. And then we got divorced. And now she feels like she owes me this sort of revenge or whatever. But it wasn't like I cheated all over town and she was like, get out. It wasn't anything like that. It was a slow process. Like, and now she's just going around purposely targeting these people that I have in my life. I don't even work at the place where I used to work anymore because I saw pictures of her and my old boss in her phone. he was like asleep in his underwear, and she's like in front of him posing like a selfie.
Oh God!
She knew
what?
That I would see it eventually.
Listen, so, I found texts in your phone. I found texts in your phone. I know that whatever was going on between you and her was way deeper.
What if? Wow. All right, here, really quick, Ronnie, guys, hang on. So. What if, because we're here to try to make this right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She called us because she wants to have a ceasefire where she wants to, she not really apologize, but
let
like,
bygones be bygones.
Yes.
Just right. Let it go.
So she's basically calling to tell you that she wants to do you a favor by not sleeping with your friends and people in your life, I think is what we're getting at here. What does that sound like to you, Ronnie? How does that sound if we can make, can we negotiate that?
A truce.
What do you think about her not sleeping with your friends and family?
Oh, that sounds like a great step forward. I don't know if I feel like if she agrees not to do that, then her brain is going to make her want to do it even more.
That's not true. I mean it. Now
it's like a challenge for her. Now she's like, oh, who can't I sleep with? Oh, hello, Ronnie's friend.
Oh, my God, Ronnie, you're being ridiculous.
I should be talking to you right now.
Becky, I don't think we're going to make this right today.
Wow.
No,
well,
it's as right as it's going to be, okay? Yeah. We are nothing anymore, you and I. The few things that we still have joint ownership of, you're a great dog mom. You are not a good person.
Okay.
All right. Well, we efforted.
Yeah, we did the best we could, Becky.
Well, thanks, you guys.
I was 95% sure JP was going to be able to save that.
No,
man,
he dropped that one. So yeah, sorry.
Are you blaming it on me again?
Yeah.
Well,
okay. It's nobody's fault.
Thank you, Ryan.
I'm not into it.
Right.
I don't want any part of it. I don't blame you guys at all.
There's nothing.
And I know that.
Right.
I know you've got a room of T-shirts and bumper stickers and whatnot, so maybe we cut a little side deal here.
That's how we make it right?
Whatever. I mean, his stepbrother's better in bed than he is anyway.
All right.
All I know is it sounds like she might keep going on this track, and I think, judging from how Ronnie's been talking to JP, JP is Ronnie's favorite radio host, so you better have your head on a swivel, JP.
Oh, yeah.
Ronnie.
Oh, God.
Right.
Don't you dare.
No. Right.
Okay, well, now that was just a challenge.
Okay.
Oh, man, he is totally going to get drugged.
Super awkward. Okay. Becky, thanks for reaching out to us. Ronnie, we appreciate you listening to the show, man. We are sorry for what you two are going through, and we wish you the best.
Thanks, man. Sorry I couldn't be more exciting for your radio.
No, it's real life, man. It's your life, dude. It's no big deal.
Yeah,
we got,
you're good, man.
Yeah.
We got
thanks
you.
Thanks for
right?
Listening to the show, Ronnie.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
All right. Thanks, Becky.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a good day.
Thanks, bye.
I think we handled that pretty well.
Yes. Heavy is the head that wears the crown of popularity, JP. I think she's coming after you.
Yep.
She's like, ooh, that's his favorite radio host.
She's got laser eyes on you now.
Nuh-huh.
Becky or Rebecca.
Yeah, you know she's got them crazy eyes directed towards you now,
locked
buddy.
In.
Woo-hoo.
Well, woo-hoo. If you've ever gotten revenge on an ex or had an ex get revenge on you, you can make Ronnie feel better by letting us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969 or 466-9696.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On KX96.9.
Ah, Kirk, my old friend. Do you know the Klingon proverb that tells us revenge is a dish that is best served cold? It is very cold in space.
Yeah, revenge is a pretty big thing.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to know if you got any revenges on your exes. We've had a couple so far. After my boyfriend of almost 5 years cheated on me, I moved out of the apartment, took all the furniture. This happened to be almost all of the furniture, dishes, kitchen supplies, blankets, everything in the entire apartment, as well as his socks. I don't know why I took them. I don't even wear them. I just think I rejoiced in the idea in the middle of January he'd have to shove his bare feet in those snow boots until he got his S together to buy more.
Yeah, it's just like mildly inconvenient, but enough just, to really ruin your day.
Just annoying enough to work.
We did get an anonymous message that said, one time I got slept around on by an ex-girlfriend, so I went to her dorm and hung out with her upstairs neighbor, and she texted the upstairs neighbor asking if she was playing hopscotch while we were in the middle of balancing the checkbook.
Oh,
I met my ex in the hallway on the way home.
Oh, wow.
That is cold. I like it, though. I like it.
Cat messaged us. I had a shared pages of HBO and Netflix. I shared those subscriptions with my last boyfriend, and we used to watch Game of Thrones together every Sunday. After he broke up with me, I could see that he continued to watch various shows over the next few months. I saw on Facebook and Instagram he started dating someone else, and they were definitely watching rom-coms on both of my accounts.
No.
Especially clear on Netflix, that Nicholas Sparks movie, The Longest Ride.
Oh, God.
That he never would have watched on his own in a million years.
Who's Nicholas Sparks?
It's a writer of these.
The Notebook.
Like The Notebook.
Oh! And
movies like that.
Okay.
Novels.
And I've probably never seen one of his movies.
Neither have I.
Read one of his books. Right.
She says, anyway, the night of the Game of Thrones was supposed to return for a new season. I changed the username and password about 5 minutes before the show started.
Nice.
Oh, I like that.
Got a text from him about it 10 minutes into the episode asking if I was experiencing technical difficulties, and I responded, nope, so weird. I also changed my Netflix password multiple times just in case.
Yeah.
I did do that to an ex once.
You did?
We lived next door to each other. I've told this story before, but
oh, yeah.
I told him not to move in next to me. He did it anyway. And he was using my internet, and we broke up, and I could tell he was still using my internet because it was making my internet really slow. And one night I was trying to watch Netflix and it wasn't loading. So I figured out how to change the password. Then it was like close to finals. And all of a sudden, I just hear screaming from next door. And I was like, buy your own internet.
Yeah. Right.
But I said it you not quite beat. So nicely.
In a different
you way. Added like, yes. you dork.
Yeah.
Is that what you added to
you
it?
You big loser.
You didn't want to say that over
and
the
And then
air.
He dropped out that semester, so.
Wow. Oh, hey, damn. You know what that is? That's a victory for you.
Yeah. I guess wow. He should have gone to the library.
No kidding. If you've got a good revenge on an ex, or you've had an ex get revenge on you, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Coming up
next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Another keyword coming up. Your word for free money now is money. Get the word money at our website at KZKX.com for $1,000.
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On KX96.9.
Not always is it a date or a dump or couples therapy or make it right. It's just a question and wanting to settle a little disagreement here and there, maybe, where you can just email me, jp@kzkx.com, and we get to your Dear JP letter when we can. And today we're going to help out Devin if we can. Good morning, everyone. My name's Devin. Thank you so much for talking about this on your show. I need a little perspective from the female voices. Liz, listeners, whoever wants to chime in.
Oh, good. I'll be back. I'm out.
No, you just listen in. That's good.
Oh, okay.
I love sneakers, and I own 35 pairs right now, which drives my wife crazy.
Okay.
She doesn't understand how I could have the same style in 5 different colors or 10 pairs of, say, white sneakers. I tell her it's the same as her shoe fetish. She probably has 10 pairs of black shoes, and I never complain about that. What's the difference? She probably has like 50 pairs of shoes and boots, plus several pairs of slippers that I'm not counting. But I buy a new pair of Adidas running shoes, she'll freak out because I already have a pair of running shoes. Is this the same thing as her having 3 pairs of Uggs or 2 pairs of high leather boots? I mean, what makes it so different, me so different from her? Signed, Devin.
Yeah, it's literally the exact same thing.
Okay, good.
My co-host on ESPN just texted me and he said, 35 pair?
Oh, really?
Oh, Hooks is...
Hooksy's got lots of shoes?
Hooksy is a shoe guy. I bet you he has over 10 pair of golf shoes alone.
10 pair? You only need like one to play.
Not if you want to look fresh, depending on what you're wearing.
With your outfits?
Yeah. Like, I have American flag golf shoes. They go with everything.
Right.
He has that pair and another 10 to 15.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she, like... feels guilty for how much she spends, and so she obviously doesn't want to stop, so she wants him to stop.
taking it out on him.
Yeah, like she wants him to stop buying all the stuff, which...
Well, how much would average set of like nice heels or something, how much would that cost generally? If you're just like throwing a, not too over the top, but not too...
If you're like buying them from somewhere like Dillard's or just kind of like a normal place.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably $150, $200. Okay,
because I was going to say, because like a lot of the sneakers that guys get, especially if they're Nikes, if they're Jordan collectors, that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, I looked at a pair those of Jordans yesterday at $180.
It can go from $180 to $300 a pair.
Right.
Which is
but
nuts.
Those are like ones that you'd wear like twice maybe, would be like $150, $200. Like nice ones, like...
Yeah, you're not going to wear those Jordans out to go to a football practice. You're going to wear those nights. You're going to wear those dressed like going downtown for a concert.
Well, whatever. You'd wear them on a daily basis. Just not to like, not to muddy practice, but you'd wear them out. Like you would wake up in the morning like anybody else would if they had a shoe thing. And they would go, all right, I'm wearing this red shirt. So I'm going to get the red swoosh Nike Jordans and wear those.
Well, I think we also didn't clarify if this guy's like a collector or if it, because like the collector's ones, I will give him that. Like I've had to freaking wait outside these stupid shoe stores at 5 a.m. in Vegas for someone to buy like $1,000 sneakers that they will never wear. Right. They will never come out of the box.
Seriously.
If they were creased, like the value is gone to them. That's a whole different thing than buying a lot of shoes and like wearing a lot of shoes. Like those are two very, very different things. And I could see maybe if he just buys them, because a lot of these like sneakerhead guys like buy and then sell them, know, and they trade, you know, do all that kind of stuff.
Collectible, like trading cards or whatever, but it's shoes.
Right, right. Because if you got like a specific type that's like very coveted that other people didn't get, you can make a lot of money off of those.
Right.
I could see maybe if she was frustrated if he's just buying them and then like never wears them and just has them as a collection.
It sounds like he wears them.
So,
like,
I mean...
Like, he has a rotation like Hooksy does with golf shoes. He's got his rotation
of shoes. Oh, he's got a rotation of shoes, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then, I mean, I think he... yeah, I don't know. I guess like the husband just needs to talk to his wife about why she can buy shoes and he can't, or like what the root of the issue is.
Yeah.
Because they're doing literally the same thing.
Okay. All right. So they just need to talk a little bit better about their shoe thing.
Yeah.
There are people that do this that they, you know, I don't know. You also collect shoes really quick without realizing how many shoes you have.
Yeah, right? I know. I have a whole room.
Yes.
Just you have a whole room of
That's
shoes?
What my second bedroom is just
But
shoes.
You love like boots. You go, you like, there was a while there where you were like.
Collecting boots. I remember
Well, that's
that.
A whole, those are in a closet. Boots are just, I have a whole closet of boots. And then there's like a whole room of shoes. And then I have another closet that has no Holy windows moly. Because those are my like $500 and above shoes that can't be in sunlight.
Wow.
Because, that can't be in sunlight.
Yeah. If you buy like nice clothing, it shouldn't be in a room that has sunlight because it'll fade it.
Huh.
So like they need to be in their dust bags in the dark. When they're not being worn.
Nice.
Yes.
Interesting.
My wife makes fun of me because out of the shoes that I have, the only expensive shoes I own are my shoes I play athletics in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, give me like the cheapest, junkiest thing you can get your hands on and I'll just wear that
just
on a
wear
daily.
The heck out
I'll
of
wear
this.
Some boots or some like, you know, work boots or whatever, a cheap pair of sneakers I found on sale. But then I have to have like the most pristine, nice sports gear that I possibly. I'm such a dork.
Hey, it's all about priorities, you know?
If you were the Chicken King, would you probably have a collection of just regular shoes?
Oh, as gosh. Much- Probably. Yeah. I know I'd have triple the amount of t-shirts I already do.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
All right, so there you go, Devin. Hopefully that helps you and your lady out. Just chat about your
Yeah,
your
just
shoes.
Play that back. Play that back for her. You'll
I think
be
you
good.
Just need to figure out what she's mad about.
Yeah,
if it's the money, if it's the amount, if what it is. I think we need more details.
The dishes. It could be a lot.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yep.
All right. If you have any suggestions for Devin, you can let us know Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
The Kix Morning Show. Wake up the country way. With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
The only logical reason that I got the last spot in the Hooters parking lot. And the waitress left her number on my check with a heart. She picked up on the first ring when I gave her a call. And I only spent $5 at the Moose Club. Play around again.
two 12 packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. And I was caller number 5 on the radio station, won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation. Deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama. And I ain't gotta see my ex future mother-in-law anymore. Oh Lord, when it rains, it pours. When it rains, it pours.
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kicks 96.9.
On this morning's Nitty Gritty from Music City, a big announcement from Morgan Wallen whether or not Dolly Parton's going to get back in the bunny suit and new music.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your Nitty Gritty from Music City on Kicks 96.9.
Exciting news from Morgan Wallen. He was announced as a musical guest for this week's episode of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Comedian Bill Burr's going to be hosting, and Morgan said, quote, "Doesn't get much bigger than this when it comes to television. Thank you, NBC, SNL, for having a good old boy and his friends on to sing our stories." So,
that's a huge deal.
Yeah, huge deal. So set your DVRs for that one. Who knows? Maybe he'll, like, wind up in one of the skits, too.
There you go.
You might remember earlier this year that Dolly Parton said she would love to pose for Playboy again.
Oh.
Well, it sounds like that is actually in the works. It would be in celebration of her 75th birthday, and calling it a hoot, Dolly said, quote, "Yeah, I just might do it if I can do it in good taste and they want it, and we'll do it along with a really good interview inside. So yeah, we've talked about it." And she added that she does still fit into the same black bunny suit that she wore on Playboy's cover in 1978.
Why am I not surprised?
Right?
I mean, it's Dolly.
Exactly. She keeps it into shape. They wouldn't even have to spend any more money on wardrobe. That's a win-win-win for everybody. Finally, another win. We have new music from Lee Bryce. This is following his latest number one hit, One of Them Girls. And definitely, this one goes back to his parking lot party roots. It's called More Beer, and you can hear it right now. For the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Liz Bauer for Kix 96.9.
Trucks pulling up in the driveway, barefoot, tan legs swinging off tailgates. Everybody knows everybody in town. When you call a couple friends, man, word gets around. Got two tan Yetis, won't last all night. So if we're gonna do this right, we're gonna need more beer. Drying up empty on the table, beer pong switching over to black label. Shotgun, shotgun, chugga, chugga, chug. Double fisting, trying to cut a rug, rug, rug. Gotta restock, cause man, it hurts me seeing party people have to party thirsty.
No.
Yeah.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
That, by the way, name is from Lee Bryce. More beer. You get it on now playing button at KZKX.com. Again, your key word for more money is spend.
Yeah, you messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Liz, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
Becky needs us to help make it right. Is it right that you're trying to make it right with your ex-husband?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good morning. Okay. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
It just means she still cares about him after the fact, and she wants to be, she's got a
civil,
big heart.
I guess.
And yeah, I mean.
Being civil.
Not everybody hates their ex after they get a divorce.
That's true.
Some people want to be super nice and friends still, which sounds like what we have here.
Okay. Well, Becky, give us kind of the background. What's going on?
Okay, so. I mean, I haven't really been the best wife. I do admit I did some really bad things. Okay, so we've been divorced for like 4 months now.
Okay.
And,
wow.
Listen, I just want you guys to call my ex-husband and apologize him for all the people I've slept with in the last few months. I've done some damage.
Well, you still have to do the apologizing.
We're just going to facilitate it.
What do you mean? Like you're sleeping with his friends or family or what are you talking about? What does this mean?
Okay, I did sleep with his boss, who is married.
Oh no!
Wow.
Yeah, and I did sleep with his stepbrother.
Oh no!
Are you kidding?
One of his teammates on his volleyball team.
No.
And then I have slept with his new neighbor.
Are you kidding me? Wow, yes. Becky.
Are you targeting these people? Is that what it is?
Like I mean, they're just kind of happening. These things do happen, you guys, especially when you're fresh out of a relationship and you are kind of excited to be with new people. But listen, I forgave him for sleeping around on me. And
did you?
I don't know. I just think that that maybe he should forgive me.
Wait.
You know, like an eye for an eye. Like, yeah, I forgave him for all the people he slept with. And now I just want him to.
Okay, so he's.
And, like, it's also awkward because, like, we have a dog, and, like, every time we have to pass the dog back and forth, it's just, like, really awkward. So I feel like we should just both be like, hey, you slept with a bunch of people, I slept with a bunch of people. Let's just move on. Let's just, like, forgive each other.
Okay, so he knows that you've been sleeping around with a bunch of his friends and people he knows, and he's mad about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so he already knows. You're not also dropping a bombshell here.
I like that you guys share a dog back and forth still.
Yeah.
After being, that's good. It's
well,
like a
but
child.
That's important. It's just like your baby. It's a deal.
I mean, where do you think he was sleeping with all those other people? Like, clearly he was going to the dog park and, like, hitting on people and deciding he wanted to do them in, like, 5 minutes.
Oh.
Holy cow. So, okay. So out of retribution, you decided to... sleep with people in his life. Gotcha. All right. Hey, you know.
And now you're trying to call a ceasefire, basically.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Oh, no.
For the benefit of your dog.
Are you actually going to stop, though? Or are you just...
I mean, it's not clear.
Okay. Just want to... I mean, I have no problem with it. You guys aren't married anymore.
Right. Whatever.
I mean, it takes two to tango. Yeah, his friends are in.
Those are consenting adults. So, like, do your thing.
Oh,
I'm not telling you to stop. I just want to know if you're, like... hey, I'm not going to do this anymore. I want to apologize. Or if it's just like, sounds more like you just want to get it out there, acknowledge it.
It's ceasefire and move on.
Oh, man.
And then have him be okay with it.
Tell him he's like, be all right, okay with it. It's all fun and games, kind of like, haha, joke's been done. It's like, let's both stop.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. We just need to like grow up and be like, yeah, we both screwed up. Let's just...
but I'm
forgive
gonna
each
keep
other
screaming.
For the sake of our dog.
And how do you think he's going to react when we call him?
Right.
I mean, I hope he's fine. Like, I hope we both forgive each other and we can just get over all of this.
Okay.
Be grown ups and share a dog.
We both made the same mistakes.
And he knows. And he knows. And just to be clear, so what you're saying, if I'm gathering all this right, so you guys got divorced. He cheated on you while you were married. Post-marriage, you've now been sleeping with people he knows to get back at him, and you just want to call a ceasefire.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Okay.
And you slept with his stepbrother, and his neighbor, and his boss, and who was the other person?
It's a member of his volleyball team.
Someone on his volleyball team. Bump, set, spike. Wow. Holy cow.
I mean to laugh, but wow.
I mean, hey,
you do what you're going
to
do.
Too,
I'm not.
So that, you know.
Yeah, listen, right. Like I said, yeah, it takes two
some
to
of
tangle.
The blame too.
Yes, like they know you're his ex-wife.
Oh, yeah, they did what they did.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah,
especially exactly. The stepbrother. Oh, man. They must hate each other.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, okay. All right.
Not
well.
Only stepbrothers, they're Eskimo brothers now.
Ew. Oh.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, this
that's
is
a, crazy.
This
okay.
is the first, Becky. So
right.
we'll call
yeah.
Ronnie and try to get him on the phone, and we'll try to. I don't know.
I hope he's
soften
as
the blow.
I just hope that this goes as smoothly as you're making me feel like it's going to.
I don't think it's
because I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited, but a little nervous.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll call Ronnie and try to help you make it right. Okay, Becky.
Okay, great.
Coming up next.
Go! You're just a few seconds away from the...
Hey, yeah, you messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP, Liz, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
I mean, we're going to try. So if you're just joining us, Becky got a hold of us. She's been divorced for about 4 months. She is calling and wants us to call her ex-husband to apologize to him for sleeping with some of the people in his life. So far on the list, his boss, who's married, his stepbrother, one of his teammates from volleyball, and even the new neighbor.
Could you real quick repeat the line right before you listed the people?
Some would apologize to him for sleeping with some of the people in his life.
This is going to go terribly.
Yeah.
Like, what are we about to get into?
Apparently, he cheated on her when they were married, and now she's going to do the tour of... I don't know, the tour of Ronnie and visit
oh,
all of
dear.
His friends.
Oh, man.
Throughout
oh.
the neighborhood. Wow. And then she wants us to get a hold of him because this is we're his favorite show and apparently help her apologize, in air quotes, about what went down. This is going to be interesting. All right, Becky, we've got Ronnie on hold. We are going to bring him on, chat with him a little bit, and then you can come forth with your apology. Or your offer for a ceasefire or whatever
yeah.
whatever you decide you want to do with this, okay?
Okay.
Hey, good morning, Ronnie.
Make It Right Monday.
Yes.
Ronnie knows the show.
He is a fan and he knows.
How you doing, Ronnie?
I'm good. How are you, JP?
Good, man. Thanks for listening to the show and being a part of our show every day, man. We appreciate you.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. So, okay, what's going on? Who's giving me what now?
Any clues on who might be...
He's not giving you anything.
Who might be but... wanting to make it right by you, Ronnie?
Well, I know my buddy Tommy still owes me $1,200 for the last year and a half.
Wow, okay.
We were just talking about it the other day, so I'm hoping we got Tommy on the line.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh. I wish we had Tommy on the line.
Right.
Hey,
No, actually, it's not Tommy. We have your ex-wife on the phone with us.
Oh, jeez.
Hi, Ronnie.
Well, hello, Uber. How are you?
Oh, God.
Okay.
Is this a rideshare
joke? Take it easy.
A rideshare joke, yeah.
I know I deserve that one. And, you know, listen, I just want to apologize for some of the people I slept with in your life, but... I was mad, and I wanted to get back at you, and you did some really hurtful things to me, and I retaliated in the way that I did, and I think that we should just call a ceasefire.
Wow. Ronnie?
Yeah, I'm like 1,000 times less excited than I was 1 minute ago.
Yeah, sorry about that, Rand.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry.
I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. She's a hoe, and she slept with people that I know after we split up. It's not
You slept with people I know during our marriage.
Well, either way, this is not a fun radio conversation to have, I wouldn't think. I don't know what you want me to say. Oh, I forgive you. Let's get back together and let's raise William together. Let's, you know, everything will just be perfect again because you did a radio call-in. No, we've talked about this, and this is not... the time or the place. And I'm also not getting my money from Tommy, so now I'm double pissed.
Becky?
I mean, I think we should just, I don't know, I think we should forgive each other. I mean, we both made the exact same mistakes. I personally think that my mistakes aren't as bad as his, because mine happened after we split up.
Okay.
I mean, I'm willing to forgive him. I let him get away with sleeping with all those people. I just don't understand
all
why he can't forgive me.
It was one person, and we didn't sleep together. We've talked about this.
Oh, we know you guys did.
I worked with a girl. Okay, you guys listen. A girl that I worked with, we hung out a time or two. She kissed me once. That was the end of it, all right? I told Becky about it, and she went ape. Okay, so that was the beginning. And then we just had months of me sleeping on the couch or her staying at her sister's, that kind of shit. And then we got divorced. And now she feels like she owes me this sort of revenge or whatever. But it wasn't like I cheated all over town and she was like, get out. It wasn't anything like that. It was a slow process. Like, and now she's just going around purposely targeting these people that I have in my life. I don't even work at the place where I used to work anymore because I saw pictures of her and my old boss in her phone. He was like asleep in his underwear and she's like in front of him posing like a selfie.
Oh, God.
She knew
what?
That I would see it eventually.
Listen, so, I found texts in your phone. I found texts in your phone. I know that whatever was going on between you and her was way deeper.
What if, wow. All right, here, really quick, Ronnie, guys, hang on. So what if, because we're here to try to make this right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She called us because she wants to have a ceasefire where she wants to not really apologize, but
let bygones be bygones.
Yes.
Just let it go.
So she's basically calling to tell you that she wants to do you a favor by not sleeping with your friends and people in your life, I think, is what we're getting at here. What does that sound like to you, Ronnie? How does that sound if we can make, can we negotiate that?
A truce.
What do you think about her not sleeping with your friends and family?
Oh, that sounds like a great step forward. I don't know if, I feel like if she agrees not to do that, then her brain is going to make her want to do it even more.
That's not true.
Right.
I mean it. I
now it's like a challenge for her. Now she's like, oh, who can't I sleep with? Oh, hello, Ronnie's friend.
Oh, my God, Ronnie.
I should be talking to you right now.
Becky, I don't think we're going to make this right today.
Well. Wow.
No,
well,
it's as right as it's going to be, okay?
Yeah.
We are nothing anymore, you and I. The few things that we still have joint ownership of, you're a great dog mom. You are not a good person.
Okay.
All right. Well, we efforted.
Yeah, we did the best we could, Becky.
Well, thanks, you guys.
I was 95% sure JP was going to be able to save that.
Oh, no,
man,
he dropped that one. So
yeah,
sorry.
Oh, are you blaming it on me again?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
It's nobody's fault.
Thank you, Ron.
I'm not into it.
Right.
I don't want any part of it. I don't blame you guys at all.
There's nothing.
And I know that.
Right.
I know you've got a room of T-shirts and bumper stickers and whatnot. So maybe we cut a little side deal.
That's how we make it right.
Whatever. I mean, his stepbrother's better in bed than he is anyway.
All right.
All I know is it sounds like she might keep going on this track, and I think, judging from how Ronnie's been talking to JP, JP is Ronnie's favorite radio host, so you better have your head on a swivel, JP.
Ooh, yeah.
Ronnie.
Oh, God.
Right.
Don't you dare.
No. Right.
Okay, well, now that was just a challenge.
Okay.
Oh, man, he is totally going to get drunk.
Super awkward. Okay, Becky, thanks for reaching out to us. Ronnie, we appreciate you listening to the show, man. We are sorry for what you two are going through, and we wish you the best.
Thanks, man. Sorry I couldn't be more exciting for your radio.
No, it's real life, man. It's your life, dude. It's no big deal.
Yeah,
we got
you're good, man.
We got
thanks
you.
Thanks for listening to the show, Ronnie.
All right. Take it easy, you guys.
All right. Thanks, Becky.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye.
Coming up next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker
Nick. We do the best we can for you every day. So, if you need our help with Make Run Money, just let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll try to help you out, too. Coming up, helping you out with money. Your word for this hour to win Kicks Cash is spend. We'll get a new word for you coming up here in a minute. And a how-to manual. Everybody loves how-to manuals. This can be very handy.
This one will be very enlightening.
Yep.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick. Mornings.
I thought it would be a fun way to start our morning.
Good call, sir.
On Kicks 96.9.
We started this morning, and we'll continue for a while here. I'm seeing multiple pages of words to choose from to get, wow, holy cow.
I think we've got like a month, don't we?
$25,000. It's $1,000 a day.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
So some big money, and it started this morning, and you'll get keywords starting at 6 a.m. until 11 p.m. Monday through Friday. And so if you've not done Kicks Cash with us before, it's really easy to do. Just make an appointment and listen for that winning word near the top of the hour. And then we're going to be really good about making sure to repeat it.
Right.
So you get it for your chance to win. And we've done that so far today with the words win, money, spend, and your word this hour is cash. And then all you have to do is go to the website.
Yeah, just put that word in at kzkx.com. We now also have some like kind of bonus ways for you to get extra entries, you know, sharing them on social and stuff. So you can check all that out. But it's all right there for you on the homepage, kzkx.com.
Okay, it's that easy. Free money. Courtesy of Tommy's Express Car Wash and Kick. So again, your word for this hour is cash. You have until 10 o'clock to get that word in for a chance to win $1,000 today and every weekday with Kicks 96.9.
The Kicks Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kicks 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
So a few months ago, the cops in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, raised a major drug trafficking ring that was operating out of two homes.
Okay.
They raided in and found them. The fentanyl, the guns, the cash, and the jewelry.
Yikes.
A lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
But they just revealed that they also found something else. The people behind the drug ring had written a 21-page how-to instructional manual.
For how to run a drug ring?
Uh-huh. It had info on how to get the drugs, how to sell and distribute them, and how to collect the money.
I would give anything to read this.
Oh, and it also included a section on how to avoid getting caught by the police. They may need to revise that.
I think that one might, section. Volume 2 might have a better revised version on
from
that one.
From prison?
Yeah. What not to do. And then maybe like an extra appendix of like how to smuggle drugs into prison.
Right.
You know?
Keep their racket going through the prison
right.
System.
Now that's going to be a whole new element for them.
I just think that's something you wouldn't write down.
You would think.
Isn't there like, I know you can like, message people on like Snapchat and stuff and nobody else can see it except for like you and your peeps.
Yeah.
But is there another way, like a secret way you could share information that
probably like one of those WhatsApp or those that like give you a different phone number.
Oh.
You know, because like Snapchat, they could still track you on your phone number.
That is true.
So I would think maybe something like that. But yeah, probably. But honestly, writing a 21-page manual about how to run a drug ring sounds like something you would write when you're on drugs.
Right.
Like, I mean, let's be honest. Like, hey, I've got all this energy. What am I going to do? I'm going to write a 21-page book on how to run a drug ring. Like, okay. Right.
And how many pages of those are like pictures and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, seriously, I would give anything to read.
Really? Yeah. I mean, if they would release it just so we could see what it looks like.
I know. I have to know what is in this thing.
That would be outstanding to be able to see it. Oh,
probably
man.
Like rule number one, act cool. Don't give anything away.
Be cool. Just be cool.
If you can't look cool, put on some sunglasses so that nobody can see your eyes darting around or like just something weird.
Yeah, so there they go. They're going off to jail for a while.
And leaving their manual with us.
Problem.
Kicks 96.9.
Country.
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 Play some country.
The best music to wake up to.
The Kicks Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
supposed to be the happiest place on earth. Disneyland, Disney World. Not so much like Europe Disney.
Why?
I don't know. I've heard it's kind of gross.
Oh.
I don't know. They don't. They, whenever Saturday Night Live makes fun of Disney stuff, they usually go after Euro Disney.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's French people. But how about a vacation from your kids at the maybe their favorite place in the world?
What do you mean?
So the Four Seasons at Walt Disney World has a solution called Schoolcation.
Okay.
And so this Orlando resort is offering supervised schoolwork sessions so kids can log on to and get help with their homework while parents enjoy a vacation.
Oh, so basically... Well, basically, you're dropping them off at school.
Right.
But it's like you're a very expensive school now.
It's a very, like, for 50, it's an extra $50 per child for a half day or $100 for a full day, which includes lunch and recess time.
I mean,
so, like, you legit could have your kid doing Zoom classes while you're out in the park enjoying what, Epcot, where you can go from all country to country and drinking all the beers.
Yeah.
And just leave your kids with somebody else.
Which is honestly the meanest thing ever.
Right?
Like, if it was just, like, a normal resort where, like, you'd be at this spa or some, you know, something, doing right. adult things. But, like, as a kid, would that not be the meanest thing in the world? For your parents to be like, we're going to Disney World. You stay here.
They are trying to say, hey, it's not that bad. By addition to the childcare, they've got the Four Seasons Kids Club staff, where kids can participate in enrichment activities like arts and crafts projects, and even PE, such as swimming and beach volleyball.
Hmm.
They have a 5-acre Explorer Island water park at the resort, with complete with a lazy river and water slides, which will be available for recess time. Because after all, I mean, you're at a resort.
Right. Like, you're still on vacation.
So a little bit of that one. Yeah. But their ballroom on the resort at the Four Seasons is now set up social distance tables.
Yeah.
And laptops. For kids.
That's why. I mean, it's a great idea. Honestly, I guess if you're really that starved for a vacation.
Right.
And you. Because, yeah, I don't really know how that works now with, like, absences and stuff like that. Because
yeah.
it would be difficult to be like, well, we're going to be gone. And it's like, well, you're not at school.
Right. Because so you could really just do your Zoom
yeah.
school from anywhere, really.
Yeah. And it'd be so much harder to make stuff up, I would think.
Right.
Because you're on Zoom. So, like. I mean, I guess if you have to take a trip, this would be the best way to do it. And then parents actually get a vacation.
Right. I haven't actually had to talk to any friends that have like, hey, I'm just going to keep my kid home and Zoom. And then do you have to tell them whether or not you're worried about COVID? Or is it just you're just keeping them home and that's it? They'll be on as long as they check in on Zoom.
Yeah, I think as long as they're on Zoom, you don't have to say why.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have the option, I think you can just keep them home.
It's a pretty shady way to do it. Just go on a vacation and
I mean, I would think they'd Zoom. Notice. And you know, right. if you're a kid, if you have yeah, a kid, they cannot
bragging.
Keep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way.
There's no secrets.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm at Disney World.
So that Wait, might what? Just be even more distracting to all the other kids
right.
in class.
I mean, all of a sudden, your kid brings Cinderella to show and tell.
Right. Oh, see, that would be cool. If they did stuff like that, that'd be kind of
fun. That'd be kind of fun. Our one big thing is big money. We've got your chance with Kix Cash. It is returned once again with your chance to win $1,000 every weekday. Courtesy of Tommy's Express Car Wash and Kix. You just have to keep track of the words. We have words starting at 6 a.m. till 11 p.m. That's 18 chances per day to put the keyword in and win $1,000 a day. And you said there's extra opportunities to win.
Yes. So when you put in those keywords at KZKX.com, it'll give you the option to like share it to your Twitter or Facebook or whatever. And those can give you up to 19 extra entries
Whoa,
per day.
19?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you could actually have a lot more entries just by simply sharing it whenever you go and put your words in. Okay. So make sure you do that.
So your word for this hour is cash. We'll have a new word coming up here at 10 o'clock and every hour. And then tomorrow morning, someone's going to have $1,000 from today. And then the next day, we've got another 18 chances to win.
Yeah, we've got a lot of cash.
Add on another 19 chances to win if you do the social media thing. Holy moly.
Yeah.
And thank you to our friends at Tommy's Express Car Wash for going on this journey with us and you getting all the free money from Kix Cash and Kix 96.9. Hope you have a great day. Liz and I are out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with Data Number Dumbum. JP makes us guest. If you miss any of today's podcasts, including Make It Right Monday, which was a volatile one involving exes.
We got to cool it on the divorce couples.
Right?
It's making me sweat too early in the morning.
You can check it all out on a podcast coming up here at 10 at KZKX.com.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.